Blog Talk Radio.
Well, God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. This is yours truly, Pastor Jay, coming to you from the Changing Your Life Ministries, where our bishop and prophet is none other than the Reverend Dr. Hurricane Johnson. We are excited today because this is truly the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Well, our bishop and prophet will be on the air momentarily, so we're asking everybody to just tune in because the man of God is getting ready to talk to you concerning the Word of God. We are embarking upon a whole lot of strategies and things that we are doing, amen, to get you situated in ministry. And so, therefore, the man of God is going to talk to you about that and encourage you to be a part of what God is doing. Amen. Whatever you're doing out there, put God in it. And I'm telling you, it will make a lot of sense. So we're going to tune in. We're going to hold on. And the man of God will be in. Again, this is Pastor Jay coming to you from the Changing Your Life Ministries. We're going to turn it over to Bishop Hurricane Johnson. God bless.
Okay, God bless you, Pastor Jay. And to all of you out there that are listening to us by way of international media, I am grateful to God for the opportunity to speak to you and to share with you as the body of Christ, and then believers, and then those that are interested in church and religion and getting closer to Christ, that he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. But very briefly, I want to talk to you about worship, because this upcoming Sunday, I am going to be dealing with true worship. Now, we've been discussing this for the last 120 days, how important worship is to the life of those that have been created. Now, you have been created to worship. You have been created to worship. And the interest of the devil is to take that away from you. That's his interest, to take that away from you. He wants to take worship out of your spirit. He wants to remove worship out of your dwelling. He wants to remove worship out of your conscience. You know, the first thing the devil wants to do is remove worship out of you when you see that there is a need to worship. He wants to remove that from you. He wants that to be alienated to your walk here on this earth. But this is what the Bible said. True worshipers will worship God in spirit and in truth. There's a reason why it said true worshipers. Not just worship, but those that will worship God. And the reason why he said true worshipers is because man is going to worship something. Now, I promise you, as a human being, you will worship something. You will either worship your job, or you will worship your strength. You will worship your knowledge. You will worship your acquaintance. You will worship your association. You will worship your surrounding. You will worship your bank account. You'll worship your presumed stability, but mankind will worship something. But he says those things that you worship are false. There's false worshiping in your car. It's false worship to worship your money. It's false worship to worship your strength. You could be healthy today, and 6 months later, be on the point of death. It's false worship. But true worship is when you attribute everything to God. When you hold God as the all-sovereign law, when you hold God as the person that controls everything, when you hold God as the person that controls everything, now you have become a true worshiper. And so I want to talk to you, because right now there's some of you that must be directed in the area of true worship before you go any further. And you know, when you do false worship, you start doubting, and you start, you know, acting as if you're not going to make it, and you start doubting whether you're going to make it or not. But true worship calls you to believe that God has the power. Matter of fact, you know that God got the power. And so when you're a true worshiper, you know, you worship with confidence. The Bible said in Hebrews 10 and 11 and 1, it said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. It says that. That faith is the confidence, faith is the assurance of things hoped for. It is the title deed. It is the evidence that this belongs to me. You know, title deed represents evidence of ownership. That's what faith is. Faith tells you that you are the owner of healing. Faith tells you that you are the owner of the answer to the prayer you've already requested. So now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. It is the assurance. It is the confidence. It is the title deed. And so listen to me. That's why the scripture goes on the next verse and say, by it the elders obtain a good report. This Sunday, I want to talk to you about true worship. True worship. True worship is going to get you to the place where God wants you to be. So listen, I want you to visit us when you're in town, Fort Lauderdale, if you're going through Fort Lauderdale, living in Fort Lauderdale, or passing through. Come to the Courtyard Marriott Hotel. The address is 2440 West Cypress Creek Road, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. They're there every Sunday at 11 a.m. Monday night is called the Monday Night Special. And Thursday night is called the Christ Walk Bible Study. You need to be a part of one of those three services. I firmly believe that there's something supernatural that's going to come out of your visitation. I want you to connect with us. Pastor is going to give you some ways that you can connect with us via email. And some of you, you need to contact us. I believe that God has a miracle. All of my Facebook family, inbox us, contact us. Amen. Search us out. Let us know what you think. All right? Thank you for listening. My name is Bishop Eric Kane Johnson. Leave with these words, hope need not die because help is on the way.
For the word on today, remember, we're on Blog Talk every day at 1:30 p.m. 1:30 p.m. we are on Blog Talk. And we want you to pass the word on. Listen to us, amen, and truly, God is amazing because the word is good, amen. The word will keep you. It will secure you. I want those of you out there that are listening to us to reach out to us by just, matter of fact, let me give you the Facebook pages. You have about two or three of them. So just look up for Bishop Johnson, Bishop Johnson. Once you look up Bishop Johnson, all of his Facebook pages will come up and you can like them. You can tune into them and see, amen, our Travel True ministry. Amen. Some of our ministry tapings are on them concerning the services. You're going to have some of the very services that took place and the videos. You're going to see all of that. And you're going to see exactly what we're doing here at the Changing Your Life ministry with our prophet and bishop, Bishop Hurricane Johnson. Also, you can email us, amen. Let me give you an email address that is up and running, and you can always, always, always reach us through this email. And once you email us, amen, your prayer request or, amen, your comments, you know, we want to hear from you. Just email us at CYL_ministry pastorj@yahoo.com. I'm giving you that particular email address because we really need from you. And that's the email address that is open 24/7, 24/7. And once you reach out with that email address, the man of God will get the word, and he will know exactly how to reach you. Amen. Another way that you can reach out to us is to just show up. Show up to the services. We're at the Courtyard Marriott, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in the beautiful city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Amen. Our services are as follows. Every Sunday morning, we have Sunday school at 10 a.m. And then at 11 a.m., promptly at 11 a.m., our worship service begins. And you want to be a part of it. I'm telling you, you will experience God at a different level. Just get there. Do what you can to get there. I believe that there are some people out there that don't have a church home, and you need a word from the Lord. You need directions. You need instructions from the Lord. You've been listening to everybody, and you've been tuning into everything. I want you to come to the place where your broken heart can be mended. Again, all you have to do is get to the Marriott, the Courtyard Marriott, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road, this Sunday morning, 11 a.m. And then on Monday night, there is, amen, the Monday night special. And now, the Monday night special has been going on, amen, for over 21 years, and so therefore, we thank God for the Monday night special. All you have to do is get there every Monday night, 8 p.m., and then our Christ Walk Bible Study. The Christ Walk Bible Study every Thursday night. I'm telling you right now, your attitude about being who you are in God is going to change. Amen? It is going to change by way of hearing what thus
said the Lord concerning you. So therefore, those are our regular services, and we want you to tune in.
Pastor, I want to interrupt you because I felt an unction to say something to you. As I was getting ready to tune off the radio, I don't need you to doubt what I'm about to tell you because I want to speak about that word doubt. Doubt will never depart from your surrounding. It would always hang around. It always try to infiltrate. It always try to get into your prayer life. Doubt would always try to stop you from believing God. It's going to be around there. You can dismiss it. Of course, you're supposed to even consider it as a stronghold to tear it down or pull it down, but it would never leave. The Bible said when Jesus had been tempted of the devil, in the book of Luke, it said that the devil left him for a season. Didn't mean that he didn't come back, but he left him for a season. Jesus did not share with us any other temptation that the enemy may have tried to bring, whether there was any or not. But the scripture does point out, this writer says, through thorough investigation, that the tempter left him for a season, which suggests that he comes back at times. Now, what it was, or if it was not told to us. I do know this right here, that some of you that are listening to me are being fought with doubts and issues, and you've been fought with those things. Don't let that trouble you. The reason for these services is that God has given me the unction. He's given me the wherewithal. He's given me the words that would be said to your spirit that would cause doubt to be dismissed. The words that God has given me is going to identify those areas of your life that you need to address. It's going to identify them and say, you know what? I've been doubting God for my healing. I've been doubting God for my finances. I've been doubting God in my salvation. You know, what I have to tell you Sunday, you really need to hear. You really need to hear that on Sunday. So whatever you do, don't miss the service that has been forespoken to you via this broadcast. So I believe that the very sermon that I have to minister to you on Sunday concerning true worship is going to cast out those doubts that have been sitting there residing in your life. It's time for it to go. Don't doubt what I say. Believe what I say. God is getting ready to give you a miracle.
Bishop, you heard from the man of God. Now, whatever the man of God say, do, if you want to prosper, if you want the crooked path to be made straight, if you want the rocky road to be made smooth in your life, whatever the man of God just told you to do, do it. Well, this is Pastor Jay again. We're going to be closing out this particular podcast, but let me tell you, on tomorrow at the same time, 1:30, we will be back on the air, and we want you to be focused and be in. Amen. And listen and tune in to us. That number is just call in. You don't even have to even go on the website. Just call in, and you will be tuned in to us on Blog Talk Radio. All you have to do is call 347-989-0113. That's 347-989-0113. This is Pastor Jay from the Changing Your Life Ministries and Bishop Hurricane Johnson, and we're saying to you that hope need not die because help is on the way. God bless you.